You know, I'm a Congo. Again, Dylann Roof, this shooting, and others. And when you look at these people who act as if, oh, this is no big deal, you're making too much of this. I'm going to get into this in a moment. Well, I got a few things to say to the idiots at Fox News, including Harris Faulkner, a black woman. You know, just mocking this notion of white supremacy, white nationalism, and the hatred that still exists in this country for black people.
You know, it's sad. Not only are they mocking and disrespecting us, but it's also been, once again, attached to these cultural wars, where we see all of these issues now that are happening. There is some type of Republican candidate or governor or congressperson that's going to latch onto it. We see the case with Governor Abbott in Texas with Daniel Perry, who killed a Black Lives Matter supporter, getting all of the support. Now, clearly, we don't know where Daniel Penny lies, the person who killed Jordan Neely, but we know that his family has connections to the Trump camp organization and DeSantis, and has raised over $2 million as well. And during, for his defense, during this whole time when everybody was villainizing Neely, you know, Penny has had time to scrape his social media platforms and all of these things. My point is that whenever these situations happen, whether we're talking about a Dylann Roof, the Buffalo shooter and the like, the people in power are also gravitating towards this to help build their case and build their cause as it relates to their identity politics. And they're taking this right into 2024. And they're talking about this isn't serious. I'm right here in D.C. The Patriot Front just had hundreds of white extremists. I'll say that, Dr. Malvo, white extremists marching right here in the Capitol. So they are only growing. They are only more emboldened. And the only way we're going to continue to win is to continue to fight them in every way, shape, or form. And we're getting to this later with Faulkner and Fox. But like you said, Roland, we can't let them minimize it. We got to call them out in every single way, politically, economically, and socially, because if not, they're going to keep explaining this stuff away, while at the same time, hate crimes are going to continue to rise, and our community is continually number one for hate crimes targets in this country.
Pamela.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.